Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on the show are those of my guest or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
So good morning. This is a glorious, fantastic, wonderful, beautiful day. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you each and every time you take your time to listen in to Commanding Your Life. I want you to take control of your life, take command of it, and live the life that you were meant to live. I want to do a shout out to all of my listeners from around the world and my on-air family at PositivePower21.org. This has been a fantastic week. I hope that you are enjoying your weekend, and today is considered in the United States to be Labor Day. And, you know, we used to make a joke about it as far as being a parent and a mother and celebrating our labor as we had our children and so on. But I want to wish you a happy Labor Day, and I hope that you're spending your time with friends or family. And if you're not, I hope you spend a wonderful, fantastic time with yourself and enjoy yourself and love yourself and treat yourself as the precious person that you truly are. Because even when we think we are alone, we are not. We have precious spirit with us all the time, guiding us and directing us. And from that point of view, let's go within. If you're driving for another time, you can listen. If you're operating machinery, please stop. If you're going to participate by closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. We move so fast in this world. We're always going hither and thou. We're not taking the time to sit and reflect. We're not taking the time talk to our Creator on a regular basis. I want you to take this time and relax. There is a power and a presence in this universe, always has been. It is within us, this power, presence. It is above us and below us. It's to the right of us. It's to the left of us. It is in everything that exists, this power and presence. And we want to thank this power, whose name that we are not sure of, and it's just called God. For me, it's Creator. For others, it's Spirit. But this power and presence within our lives that direct us, and we want to ask for guidance and direction for this week that's coming forward. We want to say thank you for all the things, the blessings that come into our lives. We know that our lives need to be in balance, so there is always contrast in our lives. And when the contrast is greater than our happiness, we bring it back into balance. The yin and the yang, energy in our lives that keep us moving. Thank you. Thank you for teaching us the lessons that we need in order for us to grow and to become the people that can honor you and the people who can help others and love others and be with others. Be with the people who are leaving their homes that they have known in flight from oppression. We in the United States have been blessed, but we don't have to do that. And go with those who are in despair. Be with those who have no idea where their next meal is coming from or where they're going to lay their head. Bless them. Bless them with a way to provide for themselves and their families. In this week coming up, we want to thank you for guiding us. And we set our intention mentally for that which we would like to happen this week. And so mentally set your intention and set your request and know that it will be fulfilled. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. It is done, it is so. Question, why do I say it is so? It is the equivalent to saying amen. But I've chosen it is so because it is relevant in today's language. Because that which we ask for, that which we concentrate on, that which we believe in, it is already done. It is so. And so that's why going to the movie this past weekend to see The War Room was just so, I was in my seat just going and in awe. Now, The War Room, if you haven't seen it, is a I'm going to read from the website for the movie. It is a compelling drama with humor, true, and heart, that's also true, that explores the power that prayer can have on marriages, parenting, careers, friendship, and every other area of our lives. Tony and Elizabeth Jordan have it all. They have great jobs, a beautiful daughter, and their dream house. But appearances can be deceiving. Tony and Elizabeth Jordan's world is actually crumbling under the strain of a failing marriage, while Tony basks in his professional success and flirts with temptation, Elizabeth resigns herself to increasing bitterness. But their lives take an unexpected turn when Elizabeth meets her newest client, Miss Clara, and is challenged to establish the war room, a battle plan of prayer for her family. As Elizabeth tries to fight for her family, Tony's hidden struggles come to light. Tony must decide if he will make amends to his family and prove Miss Clara's wisdom that victories don't come by accident. Well, that description to me is weak in the power of this movie. So if you haven't seen it, I do recommend, if it's playing in your town, if it's left, go to the next town to see where it's playing, or hopefully it's going to come to the Dollar Movie, or wait till it comes on Redbox or Netflix or Hulu. I'm telling you, go to the website for and look it up online, War Room. There's a couple others, but look for The War Room as the movie 2015. The thing that got me, and you can see these in the trailers, is there Elizabeth and her husband are at war with one another. He is, egotistical in the fact that he's making four times as much as his wife, and she wanted to give some money to her sister, and there's an argument about that. So, you know, we've heard the story, he who has the money has the power. But when Elizabeth meets Miss Clara, because Miss Clara wants to sell her home, and Miss Clara invites her in for coffee, Miss Clara is like insightful, because you know, you've met those people who can look at you and say, okay, what's wrong, baby? Right? Miss Clara is that type of woman. She's showing Elizabeth the house, and she's telling her about her second favorite room and her third favorite room and her fourth favorite room. Elizabeth, on her second trip, finds out what Miss Clara's favorite room is, and it's a closet. Now, the house was built a long time ago, and they had broom closets and storage closets like we don't have in modern-day homes. But she had cleaned it out, and on the wall were pieces of paper written out, and on there were her requests and what she desired as far as things happening in the world. And she had written out different scriptures that were applicable to her request. And as I saw that, I said, the war room is showing us that we need to be specific on what we desire. And in this, Elizabeth put some prayers, and I'm not going to talk about what those prayers were, and I'm not going to tell you how the movie ends. Talking about this one thing about prayer and meditation, because prayer is meditation. And I refer to it as meditative prayer, because every word that comes out of your mouth, every word that you speak, everything that you say, from the time you get up until the time you get up, and why I say that is because even in your dreams, you are asking for things that you want and you desire. It's just not in the language that we speak when we're awake. But every word that you come out of your mouth is a form of prayer and a request. And that's why I ask you so very often to be careful about what you are speaking about. In this movie, Elizabeth had to surrender her faith and be sure and trust that the the scriptures that she read and the request that she made, the scriptures were faithful and true, and that if she relied upon Spirit, now let me say that again, if she relied upon Spirit, if you within the sound of my voice would rely upon Spirit and walk the talk, that her prayers and your prayers are answered. When we get very specific and we go into meditative prayer, we're asking for what we desire. We are asking that the mistakes that we made will be forgiven. The first word that came into my mind just then was overlooked, passed over, covered up. They may come to light, but they are not our defining moment. So meditative prayer for me is defined as using focused attention and guidance to make a request in a dialogue with higher intelligence, with God. It is a method by which you abandon yourself to the feeling of the desire you want to have fulfilled. Fervent prayer is what comes to mind. And so how do you ask for what you desire in a reverent manner and with the most success, as portrayed in this movie? And that is through meditative prayer. Folks, said meditative prayer, it's being silent. Yes, you can speak out loud, but as I teach you and I talk about is the fact that we are unique in the sense that we would like answers to questions and directions on where we should go. And it is in when we are in this meditative state where our brain waves have slowed down and we are in what is known as the alpha state of mind or the theta state of mind, where you are in that ante room with God and mentally describing and saying the things that you want, visualizing what you desire, visualizing a happy marriage, a good job, being happy in your job. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Who is with you? Visualizing. And that's why the papers on the wall in the war room were so profound to me, because they were visualizations written out of what Elizabeth and soon after that her daughter with her own war room and her own closet. And the movie portrayed how it showed up in the life in their life. And it's in weird ways. Things have come into my life in weird ways. Logical after I looked at them, but they showed up and they continue to show up out of the blue. Answers come. So define what you desire in detail, then create a scenario, a movie of what it is like having it in your life. In the meditative state, I want you to ask for what you want. Listen, ask for what. Don't make excuses. Don't say, I don't know how this is going to be done. You don't have to know. In the meditative state, you will ask for what you want and then concentrate on the outcome of what you request by using visualization. The scene you create, I want you to visualize it in your meditative prayer. Using your imagination, visualize what you experience in reality when you have what you desire. You, in this scene, are doing, being, and feeling successful in your request. In the movie, Stephanie and her daughter created prayer for the things they desired the most. Stephanie prayed for her husband and her marriage, and her daughter prayed for her parents that they would stop fighting. They wrote it down, placed it on the wall in their prayer closet. They were specific. And again, they were specific of what they desired. You know, Matthew 7:7-8. Okay, that's Matthew 7:7-8. And many of you know this one. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. I know you remember that one. Many of us remember that particular one, right? Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened to them. It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say, if I'm in the mood. No. And the scripture goes on. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask for them? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. And that last one is also telling you to get your act in order, right? It's telling you to love your neighbor as yourself. Do to others what you would have them do to you. But the next part of the process, which is so awesome and is displayed in this movie, is the fact that the sovereign rule of meditative prayer, okay, wait for it, the sovereign rule of meditative prayer is to make no effort other than to persevere in imagining yourself in the situation of the answered prayer. And you go, huh? But don't I have to do stuff? Don't I have to? Yeah, there may be things you have to do, but you don't have to push. You will naturally fall into the right path and attitude for your request to be answered. The Creator will give you inspired actions to allow your request to come into the world. Matthew 21:22 says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And so many of us, you know, we don't believe it. We say, okay, I prayed about it, but ain't nothing happened. I keep trying. Yeah, see, that's the key. I keep trying. I keep doing. And, you know, many of you have heard the term, wait upon the Lord, right? So accept that your prayer has been answered and feel yourself crowd out all doubt or questions as to how it will appear. Surrender yourself to receive the gift of God's love. And I want you to know that you are worthy. Mark 11:22-25 says, have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea. And that was one, this is one of those scriptures that a long time ago, I could not even see this. Believing and doing. right, and does not doubt in their heart. So let me say that again. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done to them, done for them, for them. It will be done for them, not to them, not by them, for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. Believe that it is already done, complete. Believe that you will receive it and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. And in this movie, Elizabeth was forgiving of everyone around her, especially her husband. This week, I've read a book called Proof of Heaven by a Neurosurgeon. And so I'm going to talk about that one. In the meantime, the other thing that I thought about with these things hanging on the wall, these requests, they reminded me of vision boards. So many of you know what a vision board. Think of your vision board as your prayer closet, your prayer request. Also, if you don't have a closet to go in, pick a spot in your home. And there have been times when I said, if there's nowhere else, you go into the library of the bathroom and you sit in your bathtub or you sit on the commode, you close the door, and you go in prayer. Go in your closet, even though your clothes are all around you, sit on the floor or a corner of your room. Pick a spot that you are going to use to do your daily prayer. I had the opportunity to speak with a young lady, and she talked about the fact that she had gotten away from her daily prayer and that then her life had changed. And so I encouraged her, and I'm encouraging you, that you start your day with prayer. Start your day by slowing down. As many of you know, when you come to this show, there's not big, bouncy, get up out of your seat and start dancing music. It's music to relax you. Because I know in relaxation, it lowers your brain waves and it gets you into that meditative state. And that's where I want you to be, at least for this short amount of time. Pray when you get up. Pray before you go to sleep. Go into meditation before you go to sleep, whichever way you wish. And if you can do it in the middle of the day, also do that. The more you go into the meditative state and ask for what you want, the more your belief will happen and the more things will show into your life. It has been wonderful being with you today, and I want to welcome you back next week. And I am, I think next week I have a special guest on my list, but I will let you know. I have to verify with this guest that they're coming next week or they're coming week after next. I think they're coming week after next, the 24th, I think it is, 23rd. Anyway, thank you for being with me today, and I wish you a wonderful, fantastic, gorgeous week.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup, meetup.commandingyourlife.com. www.commandingyourmind.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.